KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Since a new president took office in January, coincidentally enough, incidents of racism, sexual harassment, and xenophobia seem to be on the uptick in Portland. One local businessman, Stephen Cook, co-owner of the Bar Church on Northeast Sandy Boulevard, aims to reverse that alarming trend. Cook recently founded a nonprofit organization called One Portland, and according to their website, One Portland's mission is to, quote, support long-term mutually supportive relationships between local businesses and social justice community-based organizations that are working to make Portland a more welcoming, safe, and just community for all who live here. During the special fall membership drive edition of KBOO's News in Depth, we're fortunate to have Stephen and One Portland's administrator, Jennifer Cook, live in our KBOO studios to talk about One Portland. Stephen and Jennifer, welcome to KBOO.
Well, thank you for having us.
Stephen, let's start. We mentioned One Portland's mission. What were your reasons for starting One Portland and why now?
Well, actually, it's been a little over a year in the making, and we were seeing the signs then even of the need for this type of a program to exist, especially being able to promote and sustain our values within our realm of influence. The need became very apparent. And then over time, obviously, I think that need has become even more vital.
Oh, yeah, certainly since January.
Yes. Yeah. And so, you know, I see what people around me are going through, you know, particularly like I know a lot of the women in my life, what they have to go through just to go out for a night and try and have fun. My nephew has been, you know, afraid to go to school, and in his school district, there has been, you know, racist graffiti.
We actually had him in as a guest, Christian.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
At Lake Oswego.
Yeah, so I think there's a need for it, and there's a lot going on here that kind of puts us in a position where I think we need to look at what we can do to be better allies. For me, it's been a big learning experience, and so one of the main things about this program that I'd like to make clear is that it's not me prescribing a remedy, but rather enlisting the help of these organizations that are doing this work within the community and very successfully in order to implement a program that promotes those values and sustains them within our community. So we can build our community up into one that does really reflect our commitment to those ends.
And these are building those relationships between local businesses and nonprofit organizations. How are you reaching out to these businesses and organizations?
The organizations I kind of handpicked. Main Street Alliance has a long history of working with the community in order to sustain equitable practices. And they work a lot on the legislative end of pushing legislation that does make it more equitable and gives people more access to opportunity. On the other end of the spectrum, we've got Raphael House, which is a domestic violence resource, of course, but they also do a lot of prevention work. And they've been really wonderful. They've come in and tailored a program essentially to work into the bar aesthetic. And I think that that's really important, especially because I'm also close friends with a victims advocate that works in the sex crimes division of the Portland Police Department. And so just knowing what's going on out there has put me in a position where I feel obligated to do something about it. But I also want to defer to the experts.
Now, these are the nonprofit organizations. What about
yes.
the businesses? Have they bought into One Portland's mission? Have you encountered any resistance going around?
I haven't really encountered much resistance. And yeah, I've gotten interest. So I can mention a few of the bars that are
sure.
on board, which would be my bar, of course, Church. 1905, which is over on Shaver in Mississippi. I've got an upcoming project called Chapel Hill coming soon to Hawthorne. And then I'm working with a couple other entities, which probably would prefer to remain nameless until the ink is dry.
Right.
But I'm very hopeful. And I think that a lot of people recognize the need, and I'm looking forward to being a part of making that happen.
Now, there are several businesses in Portland, along with homes, that I've seen that currently display signs that are kind of anti-presidential administration right now. They're welcoming people of all races, religions, ethnic groups, sexual orientation. Clearly, it's a good start, but I guess by starting this one Portland organization, you feel this is not really enough for a business just to put a sign up.
Absolutely. And that's not to disparage it. I mean, of course, that's great and that's wonderful. And that is a good place to start. And what I'm hoping to do is to kind of turn that into some sort of concrete action. And for us, it revolves more around education and implementation of interventions for these problematic situations, as well as just promoting these ideals and letting people know that we're in your corner. And that's something that I kind of struggle with, where I wonder, you know, am I the right spokesperson for this project, being a white male? And that's why I think it's very important for me to say that I'm not espousing that I have the answer. I'm not saying that I'm teaching the classes or the workshops or leading the workshops, but more I'm listening and I'm learning along with everyone else.
You're helping to coordinate it, really.
Yeah.
I noticed on the website you mentioned that One Portland, one of the things you want to do, might be doing already, Jennifer, is provide training for service industry employees in Portland. I was wondering, what are some of the topics those trainings cover or you'd like to cover, and who'll be doing these trainings?
That's a great question. So Raphael House will be heading up the sexual assault prevention and coercion prevention end of it, because that's where their expertise lies. And we have already, we've held one of those and it was open, and we did have several other bars participate, including Digapony, 1905 Church. I think that covered it for that one. And then Main Street Alliance is covering inclusion, which is everything, you know, from racism to, you know, equitable hiring practices to LGBTQ issues. So, yeah, I think between the two organizations, we've got a good foothold on making a difference in those areas.
Now, there was a very nice article in Willamette Week a few days ago on you and One Portland. While in my experience, at least, it's always a mistake to read the online comments. I did to prepare for this interview. I saw the usual responses. I mean, there's nothing in there that I wouldn't have expected. A political correctness, social engineering, somebody mentioned. Nobody mentioned it, but I've heard this around the nanny state, which goes with political correctness, and then thinking of One Portland as an attack on free speech. I don't know how the commenter got to that point. How would you respond to these people?
You know, it's funny to me because I think there is terminology that exists out there that tends to be a trigger for some people. And, you know, when you're talking about things like privilege, you know, often people react negatively to that. And safe space tends to be the same, you know, you get a lot of the same reactions. And I think that's unfortunate, and it's because the terms are misunderstood. But as far as some of the online commentary, I feel like it's a rather indefensible position, because, I mean, at the end of the day, this is about assault prevention and inclusion and equity. And if you're not for those concepts,
those values,
yeah, there's not really an argument to be had there. I mean, it's okay. You know, like I hope you're including that on your Tinder profile, I guess. You know?
I had so much more to ask you, but we need to wrap up soon. As I mentioned before the interview, it's our membership drive, so
yeah,
we don't have
yeah.
as much time as usual.
No
but
worries.
Stephen and Jennifer, where can our cable listeners find out more about One Portland?
You can find more on at one, the number one, Portland.org. My email's out there. You know, I'm one of the owners of church as well. Jennifer's email's on there. And we would love to talk to anybody about it, really.
Stephen and Jennifer Cook, thanks so much for joining us in the KBOO studios today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Stephen and Jennifer Cook of the new nonprofit organization One Portland, whose mission is to foster inclusivity and awareness in the Portland business community. Again, you could find out more at their website, One Portland, that's the number one, then Portland, all one word, .com. This is Ken Jones with KBOO News.